Hello, Catholic Corners, Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 11th, and the whole week ahead. We've got a big full moon looming, and it's coming tomorrow. But today is the start of preparations. When it comes to a Virgo full moon, which is actually what is building up around you now, then you've got a chance and opportunity to open up in new fields and in new areas, which is exactly and precisely what you want. So come in tomorrow and listen to my advice. And here's your Sunday stars. Well, it's here. There's a full moon in the sign of Virgo. It's in your ninth house, so you can look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's full of luck and opportunity. But because it's a full moon, something has to give. With every gift, there has to be a sacrifice. And over the next 2 weeks, don't be despondent and don't despair if something is lost. It's a minor disappointment because it leaves a gap for something wonderful to fill it. Here's your Monday stars. Mercury's going to move into Aries now, so this is your chance to deal with all matters to do with a home and family situation. Mercury is a thinker. The biggest problem here with Mercury in this position is saying things too bluntly. You may well feel you're being candid and frank, but other people will actually consider it rude and unnecessary. And that's why you need to temper the way you communicate now, if you want to get things done. Here's your Tuesday stars. With the moon in Libra, this is an important, ambitious day. It's a day to deal with career areas, but the square to Pluto in your sign is difficult. And the difficulty could come when it is dealing with other people who are more powerful. For instance, taking orders from others, dealing with authority. And when it comes to people in uniform, you may well be dead against them. Not the best day for you to take on anybody who is in the system or Big Brother. You'll never beat them. And here's your Wednesday stars. And the Moon and Saturn, they're nicely linked, and that's just what you need now. They're responsible and serious and sober. There's nothing austere about this aspect. In other words, just by going about life in a sensible way, you will get a lot done. Very interesting, it's the exact opposite to yesterday when I said don't take on authority because you won't win. Today, you can take on authority and you can win. Here's your Thursday stars. This is a nice aspect, especially if you're involved in any club or group or organization, when you work together collectively towards the same end. It's nice, it's neat, it's good. And it's particularly good if you're working towards something that is moralistic or it links with your conscience. Anything where you deal with other people and it's a principled stand against unfairness or injustice, you will now win. Here's your Friday stars. The most difficult of aspects for you as a Capricorn is Sun squaring Saturn, your own sign. And that's why you've got to be very careful now. You've got to be careful that you don't try to do things in a disorganized manner or way. Or if you're organized, beware of people who are not. Why? Because they will take the credit that's due to you. And if anything goes wrong, they're sure to blame you. Be warned.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.